Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetra speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. My name is Aileen, and I'm calling from Wells Fargo Claims Assistance Center. This call may be monitored or recorded. What is your name?
My name is Demetrius.
Demetrius, I have a customer on the line, and apparently the customer was being charged from your good company without her permission. Can I connect the call or conference the call with our customer?
Sure, that's fine.
Thank you. We have Demetrius from Swift and Hands company. And again, this call may be monitored or recorded. He might be needing to ask additional information about this. And again, Demetrius, our customer is being charged for $69.97 dated February 19. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you. All right. Can you provide me with your zip code, please?
My zip code is 94530.
Thank you. Can I get your name?
My name is Dina.
Who? I'm sorry?
My name is Dina.
All right. Can I get your last name, please?
Wilson.
Thank you. And verify the shipping address for me, ma'am. Can you verify the shipping address for me?
3060 El Cerrito Plaza, apartment 140, 94530.
Thank you. All right, I do see here where you had our Melody Pods. All right, these earbuds were on a 14-day trial. After that 14-day trial, if it's not called in or canceled, you get charged for those. And that's what that charge is there for.
No, that's false advertising. If it's free when I get a survey, I'm not paying for anything. I'm not paying for that. I am false advertisement. What?
No, ma'am, it's not false advertisement. We do put the information there letting you know it's a 14-day trial.
Yes. No,
and you do have to check a box to agree.
Excuse me.
Do not talk over me.
You're talking over me. Two people cannot talk at the same time.
Go ahead, ma'am. Talk.
You were talking over me. I'm telling you it was false advertisement. I'm not paying for that. I'm not paying for it. You should not be using my credit card for nothing. You do not have permission to use my credit card.
All right. Now, you do have to check a box agreeing to be an 18 years older, ma'am, and agreeing to after the 14-day trial.
Excuse
if it's not canceled, so you do agree to be charged.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm talking. I don't care what you're talking about.
We're not going to get further with this at all, ma'am.
We're having an argument about something I'm not paying for.
Excuse me. You're not letting me talk, ma'am.
I don't want to talk to you because you're upsetting me, and that's the last thing I need in my life is someone upsetting me. And you guys are, I'm not getting ready to deal with this. You're upsetting me. You're really upsetting me. I'm not paying for this. Where is the Wells Fargo? Excuse me, ma'am.
You weren't letting me talk, ma'am. But on the website, you do have to ship the product. You do have to ship the product back if you do want to refund, ma'am.
No.
Yes.
No, I'm not shipping.
Yes, because the information is on there, ma'am.
First of all, I haven't received anything. I have not received anything. I do not have nothing in my hands. I haven't received anything. You guys false advertise, period. I got a
How are you false advertising?
If you do this survey, no, I don't want to talk to you no more. Where's the representative? Hello, Wells Fargo?
But I do have the tracking number here saying it was delivered, ma'am, through United States Postal Service.
No, I don't have it. I don't care what you're talking about. You're lying. Where's the Wells Fargo lady I'm speaking to? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Representative?
Okay. Demetrius, just let us know what happened. I mean, are you telling us that the customers signed on about this?
No, I didn't
quite hear that. Say that one more time.
They lied.
No, ma'am. We're just working on this so that we can go ahead and fully file a claim on our end. We just really need to gather information as well from the merchant, okay? So what happened, Demetrius?
Yeah,
why are customers being charged by you?
I'm sorry, ma'am. It was too many people talking. I did not hear you. Were you talking to me?
Yes, Demetrius. Why the customer is being charged without her permission?
Yes, ma'am. It is permission because she did sign up for a trial. She paid shipping and handling for the product, which was $5.97 for shipping and handling of those earbuds. During the 14-day trial, she signed up for a 14-day trial for them. During the 14-day trial, it's free. That's why she paid shipping and handling of $5.97 just to get those earbuds out there. But during the trial, you're supposed to let us know, calling in, letting us know that if you want to keep the product or not. If you don't want to keep the product, you send the product back so you can get to stop the trial so you won't get charged. But if you keep the product, you get charged for it, as we stated in those terms and conditions that you do have to check and agree to before you process the order.
But as for consumer, it was a false advertisement. Is there any way or is there anyone who can help us about this? And as for consumer, she did not receive the item.
Was not false advertisement, ma'am, because we do put everything there on the website, letting you know that what she's signing up for. And let me see here. And what was that second question, ma'am? I'm sorry. Say a second. And she said something about not receiving the product. Yes, we do have a tracking number letting us know saying it was delivered. Do you want that tracking number, ma'am? It says here it's delivered on February the 3rd at 10:44 a.m.
Excuse me. Okay, it was delivered when?
On February 3rd at 10:44 a.m.
Okay, and what is the tracking number?
That tracking number is going to be 9400120255312942949.
Okay, is there any paper that a customer received the item or no?
I didn't quite hear that. Say that one more time for me.
Is there any indication that a customer received the item or signed by a customer?
It was delivered through United States Postal Service. That's the only thing we go by. It just lets us know if it was delivered to that address or not. There's nothing.
But is there
sign.
Any way that you can file a credit on this? Because as her customer, she really wants to cancel and she did not agree for this.
If you, that's the thing, ma'am. You do have to check a box and agree to it. Being charged before you can even process the order to anything on our site. We won't even let you start the trial without even checking being 18 years or older and agreeing to the trial. You do agree to be charged if it's not canceled. As a courtesy, for her to get a full refund, she'll have to send the product back. But as a courtesy, I can write with a 35% refund of that charge for her. With the cancellation of the account.
And Miss,
I didn't agree to none of that. They're scammers. They're scammers.
Yes, I understand.
I didn't agree to none of that. Yeah, I didn't
when
agree
was
to none
the expected
of that.
Date?
It's a scam.
Did they provide you expected date for this free trial? No.
No. They didn't say anything about that. It was an advertisement that came on as a text message. If you do this survey, you will receive $100 worth of a free gift. That's what the survey was. I did the survey. I paid the $5 and some cents for shipping and handling, and that's it. When I called in, the bank said that they would do this, and that's exactly what they did. That's exactly what they did. Exactly what the lady said is exactly what they did. It is a scam. I don't care how legit it sounds. It's a scam. It's a scam. I am outdone. I'm not paying for this. I don't want them to have access to bill me for nothing.
Yes, ma'am. It's not a reoccurring charge, so you wouldn't receive any further charges.
It's
just for that one-time charge there.
It does not matter. You know how you send out this information to get people to do a survey. You know exactly what you're doing. It's a scam. I don't like to talk to people or interact with people that are not decent human beings, and I don't want to have any more conversation with you. I have to go to work, and I have people's lives in my hands. I'm not going with this energy that you're bringing to me today, this afternoon.
I didn't call you, ma'am. I didn't bring any energy towards you.
I don't want to excuse me.
You're excused. You're excused,
ma'am. I don't want to communicate with you anymore.
You don't have to.
I don't want to communicate with you anymore. You need to quit being smart and disrespectful.
I'm not, ma'am. You've been disrespecting me this whole time.
You can say, ma'am. You can say, ma'am, all you like to, but you're being very disrespectful. This is not your hard-earned money. It's mine. And
I understand that, ma'am.
You, don't tell me how you would feel about it. You can't tell me how to feel about it.
I wasn't.
So, no, you are. You are telling me how to feel about it. You are telling me.
No, ma'am.
The representative to Wells Fargo, I don't want to communicate with him no more. That's it. We're done.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Representative. But we have no problem issuing a refund, anything like that. Just she can send those pods back. We'll be more than happy to send that for a refund towards her.
Okay, but then again,
those.
Demetrios, our customer did not receive any information or any product still. So how our customer be able to return that, correct? But is there any way that we can talk to us as a supervisor and, again, as per customer? We are here to fully assist our customer, Demetrios. Hope you understand. On your side, you may say that it's not a scam or it's not a false advertisement, but as per customer or our customer, she just agreed for a free shipping, and apparently she did not receive the item yet, right? Even though you had a tracking number, even though it said that it was being shipped, but as our customer, she did not receive anything, and she did not agree for any additional amount to be charged aside from the $5 shipping fee.
I understand where you're coming from. I really do. That's why I put the information on the website. If she didn't want to receive a further charge, she was supposed to let us know, anything like that. But I have no problem with that. Provide me a few seconds, please, ma'am.
Okay. And also, ma'am, would you like to receive notifications via mail or email?
Yes. I don't want them to have access to use my car anymore.
Sure. And Demetrios, on your end, can you please cancel anything from our customer? I know that you have access or a system that you are able not to totally charge our customer to any.
You put us on hold.
Yes, ma'am. It's not a reoccurring. So the account's canceled. So she wouldn't receive any further charges.
Okay, but on your end or on your company or good company, is there any process or way to file a dispute? Because again, our customer is really claiming that she did not really file, because on our end we are still going to file a dispute, and we will be sending you and working with you directly. The reason why we are talking to you directly now, because we really need to hear feedback from you. We really need help from our customer, so that's the reason why we contacted you first directly to check what happened. And as you mentioned, that's what happened. So is there any way that we can talk at least to your higher department or supervisor?
Provide me a few seconds, please, ma'am. You mind waiting on a brief hold for me?
Sure.
All right, thank you.
Okay, ma'am, for me to fully file a claim for this, we are still going to file a claim on our end, okay? I will be notating everything that Demetrios mentioned. Rest assured that we will be working on this for you. We will also working directly if in case the merchant keeps on, you know, declining this. But on my end, as your banker, I will still be filing a dispute. Would you like to receive notifications via mail or email?
Email would be great.
Okay, and please verify what's the email address and file.
My address is 36.
Email address.
My email, dinadean46@gmail.com.
And your best callback number, please?
415-724-1071.
Thank you so much. So we are still going to wait for Demetrios. And what will Demetrios happen? We will still say, we were still going to file a dispute for this for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm done for filing a dispute for 195. So if you have a pen and paper later, I'll be providing to you the dispute ID number, okay? We're still waiting for the materials.
Okay, what's the number?
It's 195-416-17.
All right, thank you for patiently waiting for me. What I went ahead and did, I went ahead and canceled everything out. She should be sending an email confirmation to her email address at denadean47@gmail.com. I'm leaving a note. Make sure the full refund for that charge for today. It does go back to the account within 3 to 5 business days, really depending on the car company. But yeah, that refund's been issued. Would there be anything else I could do for you today?
No. And you said my account was closed?
Yes.
Okie dokie. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry, how much? How many days?
3 to 5 business days.
Okay, so we will be notating everything that you've said, and thank you so much, and you may hang up, okay? Stay safe.
No problem. All right, well, thank you for calling customer support, and you have a wonderful day.
Okay, so ma'am, again, we will still be filing a dispute because